You also mentioned the issue of the carryover effect and the fact that earlier on, after the initial attack data were presented, for example, I remember the ASCO tech assessment in the beginning raised this question of the tamoxifen carryover effect. Would we see this with anastrozole? And now it looks like, at least at 6 years, the curves look like they were still separating.
Yeah. Well, when I said carryover effect, there were inverted commas around it, but it's difficult to say inverted commas. So let's put it this way. Carryover effect, quote, unquote.
Well, let's say continued separation of the
curves. Continued separation of the curves. I think there's nothing magic about this, as if there's a magical property of tamoxifen. It lingers in the system for years. It's not that. It's just that fewer people are going to die because of the treatment intervention in one arm rather than another. The curves must continue to separate.
I saw a presentation or an analysis that Rowan Chablowski had, I think he presented at the Lynn Sage meeting a couple of months ago, where he did some modeling about the question of, you know, what goes on with the carryover effect, and this question of, does adjuvant therapy cure a small fraction of people or just extend the survival of everybody or a large fraction? What are your thoughts about those kinds of thinking?
That's the right way to go about it. I think that's a more sophisticated way of exploring the phenomenon than my simplistic way. And people tend to look at the right-hand side of Kaplan-Meier curves and say, this group didn't benefit, this group benefited, and so on. But you can get the same distribution, the same pattern of curves, if everybody benefits to a smaller or lesser extent. So I think Chablowski's approach is right. It would satisfy me, and that is trying to model the two possibilities, a small group have been cured at the expense of the whole group, or everybody gains a little or a lot, and that still give you the same Kaplan-Meier curves.
What do you think is actually going on?
I think it's improbable that one group gains everything and the other gains nothing. That's just so non-biological in thinking. There cannot be that strict dichotomy. It has to be that some gain a little and some gain a lot.